Just as a simulator software, the standard convention is for simulators to not have any limit of current within their voltage sources, and also by definition, and they're engineered that way, and also the current sources have no limit to their voltage. Like that, the components of the reactive components of a simulator software, such as inductors and capacitors, do not have a limit as to how much energy they can generate when you fashion them and arrange them in an arrangement of a free energy circuit. And again, this is also contrary to reality because, you know, the circuit would fry itself at some point and then cease its generation of free electricity. So these notions of unlimitedness are not real. We know they're not real, yet we put them in our software along with this notion we put in our heads of conservation, which is predicated on isolating a circuit from its environment. It cannot be any other way. We can't have conservation along with non-isolation because it's like a contradiction in terms. It's impossible. Yet the non-isolation of circuits is reality. And isolation is a fiction, which makes conservation a fiction. So I've covered that already. But this notion of unlimited gain is already in our software. I just take advantage of it. While everybody else is told, well, but that's wrong, that's not the way it happens in reality. Okay, but the circuit is not isolated in reality either. So we don't go far enough with our reality check. We go part way and we stop. And if we really want to be honest with ourselves, we have to go further and claim that a lot of the things that we take for granted are fictions in electrical engineering. It's just they're not true in reality. And so to limit stone throwing to me and my promotion of free energy circuits is a lie. And I know it's a lie, but I have to figure out what the truth is and share it to correct the liars or whoever is willing to listen to me, to correct the lie from this pandemic mistake that we are making. And then we don't have to, when we get it honest, when we get it straight in our heads, what's going on, there's no need to accuse anybody of anything. Because we are all either we're all sinners, or else we are the victims of sin that somebody else is foisting on us. Either way, we are engaging in sin. There is no way to avoid it. We either are the perpetrators of sin or the victims of sin, and there's no way to avoid it. That's the nature of being alive in a physical world. There's no way to avoid it. You simply decide. You make your choices. Which is it going to be? Am I going to steal today, or am I going to be the victim of theft? And if you steal, what do? Do I keep it all to myself, or do I share it? You know, we have all these decisions that we make, and the consequential decisions that we make ad infinitum. I mean, our life of making decisions doesn't end with any one decision. We just keep making decisions based on priorities or availability of resources or whatever, or availability of knowledge of how to make use of our resources may be limited. So we make all these decisions based on circumstance. And if we don't ask the question to go further with our knowledge or with our management of our material existence, for that matter, then we don't bother to extend ourselves beyond our conditioning, our conditioned reflex. Oh, we just keep doing things the same way every day, and nothing changes. But everything changes. Everything has to change. Matter, the only reason why we have energy is because of change. And space doesn't change. So space stores charge, but it doesn't enact it. It doesn't execute it. It takes matter to execute change. And so we can see dynamism when we have matter existing in space. So this is kind of a dualistic eternity of circumstances in which we always have matter and we always have space. And we can't have one without the other. Because the matter represents change, constant change, while the space represents constant non-change. And that bleeds over into matter and gives us inertia. The memory of the prior energy state, which is not going to change unless it's acted on by some other energy. Either within or without, because that's what a free energy circuit does. Yet it does make use of external energy, that's true, to create change within itself, change of its energy state. But most of the change comes from within itself. That's the difference. That's what makes it a thief, because it's proactive. And this is the way our movies work, in which we categorize in the category of outlaw the thief along with the entrepreneur. And you almost can't be a thief if you're going to be an entrepreneur. There's no way. You're going to be stealing. It's pretty hard to get ahead, you know, like Microsoft, Gates, Bill Gates, or Elon Musk of Tesla Motors. You can't get that far ahead without stealing. There's no way. Because if you shared what you stole, if you spent as much time sharing as you did stealing, you wouldn't be as wealthy as Bill Gates or as wealthy and powerful as Elon Musk. You'd be a common person and you'd have a lot of friends. While with Bill Gates or Elon Musk, they don't have friends, they have customers. It's a little different. Yeah, needy people who have the money to spend and want to buy a computer or a car, and they give up their money in exchange for the car or the computer. That's not sharing. That's called commerce. Sharing is when you have all of this stuff that you stole and you share it so that you're not that wealthy anymore. But you have made a lot of happy people, a lot of people very happy by sharing. And isn't that what grace is, you know, building up good karma, is sharing. And of course, all these wealthy people do share. You know, they're not totally greedy, but they did steal to get that way. They didn't get it because of a share-based economy. We don't have a share-based economy. We have a commercial exchange economy. But coexisting with that, we also have theft and we also have sharing. It comes under the same umbrella of commerce. So when I look at these circuits, they're teaching me about economy that I already know, reminding me what I already know, but they also teach me about sin and grace, which I already knew, because it's the same reality, it's just in a different topic of study. But it's the same dynamics, regardless of it being a different topic. It's the same dynamics, it's the same rules of engagement that are available, and the choices that we make as to what style of a interaction we choose to interact of, or in, or by, or for, or towards, or did I say from? Yeah, I said from. Lincoln kept it simple. I wanted to just cover all my bases, so I wasn't sure if I covered everything, so I included everything. Of the people, by the people, for the people, shall I share? You know, he only had three, and he figured he covered everything. Well, maybe he did, but I wasn't so sure, so I just, I'll throw it all in, you know? I'm a little more self-doubting than Lincoln is. Yeah. Well, he had a little self-doubt, too. It's called depression, but... I had to do that. Okay. So I'm not sure what the point and purpose of this recording is, but I had this thought, and I started with the thought, and then I went off on all these tangents, so I guess I'm really not focused. But I guess I'm trying to clean up, you know, trying to finish anything, any loose ends I might not have tied up in the previous recording. So anyway, there it is.